come running. It's old Smiling Ed and his Buster Brown gang.
We laugh and frolic and sing and play. Come on, you buddies and gals. Hey, Buster Brown is on me. Hello, kids. Hello, mother. Hello, daddy. Hello, grandmother. Hello, granddad. Aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins and brothers and sisters and everybody. This is your old buddy Smiling Ed and all the big Buster Brown gang. Squeaky the Mouse, Midnight the Cat, Randy the Talking Piano, and old Froggy the Grimman out here in Hollywood, all ready for another good old Saturday morning jamboree. And so now let's start with a funny old song that about a million, trillion of my buddies have asked me to sing. Silly Questions. I've been to school, you bet your life, at spelling I'm a daisy. But there's some things I'd like to know, they're running me plumb crazy. Now what becomes of the holes inside of donuts when you eat them? If holes were really there, how do they go and where? I wish they'd make the donuts with a hole around the outside. Then what I couldn't see would never bother me. Now what becomes of Papa when he turns into a grandpa? Can he be his own pa? And what would that make Ma? And tell me, if you please, just how the dough turns into biscuits. And if you eat a few, they turn right into you. Now, how can a black cow eat green grass and give white milk, I ask you? And tell me, if you please, how milk can turn to cheese. And why must we put milk in a churn and shake it up for butter? Why can't we shake the cow and get it anyhow? Oh, you talk about silly questions. That old boy could ask them, couldn't he? Say, kids, how would you like to have a copy of that song, Silly Questions? Well, here's the biggest news we've had for my buddies in months. That Silly Questions song with all the words and music is in the whopping brand new Smiling Ed Buster Brown comic book, number 7, which your own Buster Brown dealer will give you right this very day, free. Absolutely free. Now get this, buddies. This new comic book number 7 is a present to you from Smiling Ed and all the Buster Brown dealers. And you do not have to buy shoes or anything else to get it. You just go in and ask for it. And talk about beautiful colored picture stories. Smiling Ed's new comic book has a story about the fire goddess of Kelikoo. That's a volcano story. And wait till you read The Eye of Siva in this comic book. Oh, it's a whale of a Tad and Ted story. And boy, oh boy, there's one about Lost Valley. You know, what happens when two American aviators find a race of people who've been lost for centuries. And just wait, kid, after we tell our story for today, Smiling Ed's going to sing that funny song, Ask My Grandpa. And that's in the new comic book, too. Remember, kids, 2 of Smiling Ed's funniest songs, 3 big, exciting colored picture stories in the best comic book we've ever turned out. Don't you get left. As soon as this program is over, you be the first one into your Buster Brown dealers to get Smiling Ed's big comic book absolutely free. And now,
I'm a kitty catty wampus, I am.
Froggy the Gremlin, what's a kitty catty wampus?
You'll find out, you will, you will.
Oh, you silly little old gremlin. Sit down and behave yourself. It's time to begin our story for today. I don't want any trouble out of you, son. And kids, here's our story. Well, buddies, a few weeks ago, our Buster Brown gang honored the Boy Scouts. And this week, we're going to pay our respects to the Girl Scouts. I'll bet the Wolo He Troop is happy out there in Chatsworth. And because the Girl Scouts teach a girl to be resourceful, observant, and brave, I want to tell you a story about just such a little girl. No, she wasn't a Girl Scout, for there were no Girl Scouts in ancient Egypt 3,000 years ago. And that's when this little lady lived. Her name was Neba, and she and her pet, a great big cat named Jinko, had the run of the Pharaoh's palace.
How wise you are. How quickly you've learned the new trick. Now try it once more. The papyrus roll on the table. Strike, Jinko, strike.
No.
Oh, good, Jinko. Now the vase there, Jinko. Strike the flower. Strike it.
No.
Oh, look out, Jinko.
Oh, now he's broken the vase.
I think we had best go away from this corridor, and I'll come back and clean up the broken vase. Come now. We'll go in this room before someone hears it.
And so, Barker, you are the servant to the Pharaoh.
Wait, Jinko.
If you will help me, I will reward you well.
Ango, high priest of Isis, stands in the hall.
And, Barker, do we strike a bargain?
It is a bargain, most holy one. Favored of the goddess Isis. Your word is my command.
That is good, Barker. Now then, this goblet of wine you carry, do you take it to the Pharaoh?
Yes, this goblet is for the Pharaoh to drink.
Good. I will simply drop this little pellet into the Pharaoh's wine. So, now serve the wine, good Barker. I will speak with you later.
Jinko, did you see that? Uncle dropped a little pellet into the Pharaoh's wine. Jinko, do you think it could have been a poison?
Yes, little Neba guessed correctly that Anko, the high priest of the Temple of Isis, had dropped a poison into the Pharaoh's goblet. In the throne room, Sir, Pharaoh of Egypt, sat and talked with his minister and good friend Zet.
The danger grows great. I fear that soon my enemies will strike.
I'm sure you are right, Inus. Anko will soon stop pretending and act.
Then Anko will sit upon my throne and rule, and my wife, Queen Nerna. Are you sure she is in league with Anko?
Much as I hate the thought, yet I am sure she is, good sir.
Unhappy man am I. Well, let us think what we may do to thwart them. Now, at least, I drink to your good health, Zet. Let us empty our goblets. We will be refreshed.
Good. I will drink to your better fortune, your highness.
Strike, Jinko, strike!
The curse of Isis on the cat. The beast knocked the goblet from my hand.
Oh, please, most high one, do not be angry with Jinko. In the corridor a moment ago, Anko dropped a pellet into your wine.
A pellet? Dropped into my wine?
It is as the child says, Pharaoh. See? On the table, part of the pellet not yet dissolved.
Then Anko meant to put me out of the way tonight. Zet, I have thought of a plan. We know that Anko has bribed the palace guard so that my own soldiers will kill me. But I believe that the people of Egypt think kindly of me, and they will be my deliverance.
But the next day brought Neba a terrible surprise and shock. In mid-morning, brought by herald, thousands of the people gathered in a vast crowd under a balcony of the palace to hear a proclamation. Zet, the minister, read it to them from a great roll of papyrus, and little Neba crouched listening behind the balcony drapes.
People of the land of Egypt, subjects of the Pharaoh, mighty ruler of Egypt, king of the south and north, lord of the land and sky, I bring you a message of sadness. Your Pharaoh, sir, is dead. Yes, sir, is dead. His body, swathed in the bandages of the mummy, will lie in state in the temple of Osiris. View him for the last time, for soon he will join his father in the cops of the great pyramid, Selah.
Zet?
Why, little Neba, I did not see you here.
I waited behind the curtains. Zet, why did the Pharaoh die? Did he drink some of the poisoned wine after all, before Jinko knocked the goblet from his hand?
There are many strange things afoot today, little Neba. I cannot tell you of them, but have faith in the people of Egypt and the wisdom of Thur. What happens, happens for the good of our land.
I know. Always the fine must be sacrificed to the wishes of the mean and selfish. I have often seen this. Well, I will go and pray beside the mummy of Thur. He was my friend.
For 3 days, the people of Egypt filed slowly past the open mummy case in which lay the body of Thur, the Pharaoh, closely bound from head to foot with the thin brown mummy wrapping. But little Neba did not visit the mummy with the people. She waited until the 3 days had passed. And on the third night, taking the big cat Jinko, she quietly went down the passage which led from the palace to the Temple of Osiris.
Just a little farther, Jinko. Ooh, this passage is scary, isn't it? Now, here's the temple door. It's far, Jinko. And I can't reach it. I have to go all the way back now. I wonder if the trick I taught you. Let's try it. Come, Jinko. Jump up into my arms. There. Now I'll hold you up high. Now, Jinko. See the bolt? Strike, Jinko. Strike. Jinko, you did it. You slid the bolt back. Now we can go into the temple and see the mummy of the pharaoh. Wait, I'll open the door. See now, Jinko. We're in the temple of Osiris, and here lies the mummy of our pharaoh. Jinko, what was that? The sound came from the mummy. Jinko, the mummy of our pharaoh. It's moving. See, it rises from the mummy cave. Oh, no, it cannot be. Jinko, the mummy arrived. See, it has left the mummy cave. It walks. Jinko, the mummy, it comes towards me.
What is... Neba, what do you hear?
The mummy speaks.
Mummy? Of course. For a moment, I forgot.
Oh, Jinko, I'm frightened. Let's run away from
me. Neba, wait. Do not run. See your Jinko. He comes and rubs himself against my leg. He is not frightened.
But you're dead, Most High.
Oh, you did not fear me when I was alive. Why should you fear me now?
Mummy should not walk or talk.
See, the bandages, they hide my body and my face. Yet I walk and talk.
But that's wrong. Something is wrong, Most High.
Oh, many things are wrong, little one. Someday you shall know all the truths. But for now, please, little Neba, do not be afraid of me, even though I am a mummy.
I think I am no longer afraid, noble Pharaoh. When I hear your voice, I can almost forget you're dead.
I am glad. It is good to have a trusting friend. But now, little Neba, it is better that you let the dead rest in the Temple of Osiris. Go to your quarters in the palace. Oh, and Neba.
Oh, yes, noble Pharaoh.
Tell your friends that Sir, Pharaoh of Egypt, rose from the dead to talk with you.
Neba bowed low before the strange figure wrapped in the mummy cloth, then turned and quietly left the temple, followed by her great cat, Jinko. But in the throne room of the palace next day, a frightened person sat on the pharaoh's throne. It was Anko, the high priest, and beside him sat the beautiful but sinister wife of Sir, the Queen Nerna.
Nerna, I am fearful something is wrong.
Oh, you are a fool, Anko. You act like a superstitious child.
But my beautiful Nerna, have you an explanation of the story?
A little child tells the story that the dead pharaoh rose from his mummy case and talked to her. Ridiculous.
Yet all Egypt is talking about it already.
But to believe that the pharaoh can rise from the dead. Next you will tell me you believe in the foolish gods we make the people worship.
Nana, I wish you would not speak so. You frighten me still more. I wonder if what I did was good to do.
Fool! You wanted to be pharaoh of Egypt. You wanted me for your wife. And what did I want? Jewels. Riches to squander, to give me everything in life. And that meant I needed a man beside me who would do as I wished, who would tax the people to give me what I wanted. Not a soft-hearted fool such as Sir. Very well. In a few days, the mummy of Sir will be in the cups of the pyramid. Then we can rule. Then I can become your queen. Then we will live, Uncle. On the fat of this land.
Yes, yes, you are right, of course, my beautiful Nerna. But they do say that Sir was a favorite of the god Osiris.
Anko, you are a trembling coward. But I will cure you. Tonight you and I go to the temple. You will see our mummy safe in its case.
Nerna, should we come?
Be quiet. We enter the temple. Come. We will look at the mummy.
I do not like to come to the temple of Osiris at night, Nerna.
You? Afraid of a temple? And you a high priest?
But I am a priest of Isis,
This is the temple of Osiris.
You speak like a child. Such talk is for the people, uncle, but not for you and I. Ah, there. There is the mummy case.
But I do not see the mummy.
It is because we are not yet close enough. Uncle, there is no mummy in the case.
The mummy? It is gone, Nana. Something else lies in the case.
A cat.
The soul of Thur. Osiris has sent the soul of Thur and turned it into a cat.
Uncle, come. Let us get out of here. Quickly.
Jinko, come down from that mummy cave. When you jumped up there, I was sure they'd see me hiding here under the table. Well, let's go back to our quarters. I guess the mummy's gone for good.
Word spread among the people, and they all blamed Anko and Nerna, for already a promise of cruelty had come from these two. The next morning, a mob of thousands of people gathered under the balcony at the palace, demanding that the mummy of their beloved pharaoh be returned to them. Anko and Nerna viewed the crowd from a curtained window, and they were frightened.
Anko, what to do? Think, you fools, think of a plan.
I cannot think of a plan. I am frightened, Nana.
It is no time for fears, women. Uncle, look.
The mummy, here in the palace.
He is opening the balcony door. He is going out on the balcony.
People of Egypt.
The people, they have seen him, Uncle.
People of Egypt, I am the mummy of your pharaoh, Thur. Queen Nerna and Anko, the high priest, have murdered me. But I am the favored of the god Osiris. Always have I ruled you with kindness, and now I ask that you help me. Osiris has promised that if you will free my palace of my enemies, I may return from the dead to rule you again. Come! Come!
From the dead. He returns from the dead to punish us, Nerna.
That is a lie, Uncle. While he spoke, I saw the pharaoh's friend, Zeph, lurking behind the draperies. This is a trick. Quickly, go down and bar the heavy door. I will call the palace guard. And before the people can enter, the pharaoh will be truly dead.
Uncle and Nerna darted from their hiding places, ran down the broad stairway to the floor below. Zeph and the mummy hastened after them. Halfway down the stairway, they were met by the palace soldiers. But Zeph was quick. On the stair wall, decorative weapons were hung. Quickly snatching two long spears, he thrust one into the mummy's hands, and they fought valiantly to defend themselves.
Good Zeph, perhaps shrewd death comes to me anyway.
No, noble sir. Hear your people. They besieged the palace door. Hold on yet a while.
The door is strong and we die before it gives way.
The bolt must be loosed. If one of us could... The girl, Neva, in the hallway below.
Neva, run to the door. Open the bolt.
And sure enough, little Neva, attracted by the noise, ran into the corridor carrying her cat, Jinko. She saw Zeph and the mummy fighting on the stairway with the soldiers and heard Zeph's command to open the bolted door. Quickly, she ran to the heavy door.
Oh, the bolt, it's too high. I cannot reach it. Oh, how can I open it and let the people? Jinko, of course. You did it once before in the temple passageway. I'll hold you up high. There. Now, Jinko, the bolt. Strike, Jinko, strike!
And through the now open door rushed the enraged people. In a second, the soldiers were engulfed by a wave of strong men who bore them to the floor. Anko and Nerna were seized by the mob, and no one ever knew what became of them. That night, Thur gave a splendid banquet and celebration. And seated beside him was the daughter of the keeper of the cats, little Neba.
My beloved people, this is Neba. Twice she has saved my life. And thus she has saved Egypt from the rule of tyrants. I proclaim now to all that will hear that she is from now on my foster daughter, Princess of Egypt, to follow me as ruler of this land of the Nile, for she will carry on a rule of kindness, but courage and tolerance.
Yes, that's the story of our brave little girl. I told you this story in honor of the Girl Scouts for a reason. I wanted to illustrate that no matter who you are or where you live, or what is your race or religion, you can be kindly, brave, and thoughtful. These are the things the Girl Scouts stand for, every one of them. And now,
I'm a kitty catty wampus, I am, I am.
Will you hush up about that, you little gremlin? Well, now, I tell you, let's bring in our good old announcer man to tell us where to get Buster Brown's shoes so we can sing the funny old grandpa song that's in our new comic book. Kids, be sure to listen closely now, because our announcer will tell you right where to get that new Smiling Ed comic book. Here he is. Come on in, Mr. Announcer.
Yes, Smiling Ed, I'll tell your buddies how to find the store that has your new Buster Brown comic book. It's easy, kids. Here's all you have to do. Just pick up your telephone book, then turn to the yellow pages until you come to the heading of shoes. Now, there under the heading of shoes, you'll find the name Buster Brown. And right below that, the name and address of the store nearest you that sells these swell Buster Brown shoes. And, kids, that's where you can get Smiling Ed's new comic book number 7. Oh, boy, you'll want to get your copy right today. It's in full color and full of exciting stories and wonderful songs. And remember, too, kids, that all the Buster Brown dealers are Smiling Ed's buddies. Now, when you find the name of the store nearest you, write it down and be all set to buy Smiling Ed's Buster Brown shoes.
Bet we want to know just where to get Buster Brown's shoes.
I'm a kitty catty wampus, I am.
Oh, Froggy the Gremlin, keep quiet. I'll let you sing your crazy song. You don't have to hint that way. Right now, I'm going to sing that funny grandpa song that's in Smiling Ed's new comic book. My grandpa is the smartest man I bet there ever was. He knows about most everything there is to know because he's been around most everywhere to see what he could see. And when I ask him questions, you can bet he answers me. Now, if you'd like to know what makes a plane fly through the air, all you gotta do is ask my grandpa. He knows it. It's got a little dingus and it cruises way up there. All you gotta do is ask my grandpa. I asked him what would happen if the plane was flying round. Then all at once the motor stopped. How would the plane get down? He said they'd have to get a rope and pull it to the ground. All you gotta do is ask my grandpa. Now if you'd like to know why doggies wag their tails around, all you've gotta do is ask my grandpa. He knows it. My grandpa said it's just because the tail can't wag the hound. All you gotta do is ask my grandpa. I asked him why the elephant had such a big long nose. And grandpa says, now, sonny boy, just why do you suppose? In case he has to sneeze, he doesn't want to be too close. All you gotta do is ask my grandpa. Old Grandpa knows you just about everything. And now before I let Froggy the Gremlin sing his crazy song, I think maybe I better sing our jingle just to be safe. Here we go. I got shoes, you've got shoes, everybody's got to have shoes. But there's only one kind of shoes for me. Good old Buster Brown. You betcha, kids, and this is Girl Scout Week, and we want to congratulate them. And say, I want all my Girl Scout sweethearts to remember that Buster Brown makes those real, genuine, official Girl Scout shoes. The kind you ought to have to make your uniform completely official. Oh, they're smart as they can be. And they're quality, through and through. You find Buster Brown official Girl Scout shoes at your Buster Brown dealer. And say, all you buddies, be sure you get your copy of Smiling Ed's new colored comic book with the grandpa song I just sang and the silly song I sang a while ago and three big exciting stories in color at your Buster Brown dealers absolutely free. You don't have to buy a thing, but get it today because I got shoes, you got shoes, everybody's got to have shoes. But there's only one kind of shoes for me, good old Buster Brown shoes. Good old Buster Brown shoes. And now where is that crazy little old Froggy the Gremlin? Are you ready to plunk your magic twanger and become visible, Froggy?
I'm a kitty-catty-wampus, I am.
Oh, quit your fibbing. If you want to sing your crazy song, come on out here and do it. Watch him closely over there, kids. Well, come on in, Froggy. Oh, isn't you a silly thing? My goodness. Always telling fibs. You know, I think I'll teach you. Hey, Froggy.
What do you want?
Why don't you always tell the truth like me? Listen. I'm the man who made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. I really built the ark for Noah, too.
Yeah, but I paddled it 100 million miles to see the sight. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus-super-doo.
This is how I built the oceans. It will surely make you grin. I squeezed them from the early morning dew.
Yeah, but you had to call on me to dig the holes to put them in. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus-super-doo. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus, I am.
You're just a little fibber.
If you'd like to see the ships upon the bottom of the deep, come closer, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just turn the ocean over so that you can take a peek. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus-super-doo.
Yeah, but from the sea, I yanked the mountains, and I stacked them on the plain. One day when I had nothing else to do.
Yeah, but you'd better quit your bragging or I'll shove them back again. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus-super-doo. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus, I am.
You're just a sight, that's what you are. I'm the man who built the pyramid. I made the River Nile.
And for me, it was a simple thing to do.
Once I raced a streak of lightning and I beat it by a mile. I'm a kitty-catty-wampus-super-doo.
I dug all the caves and caverns and I want to make it plain. I only had to dig a day or two.
Yeah, but someday I'll take a minute just to fill him up again.
He's a kitty-catty-wampus-super-doo.
That's me.
Oh, my, that little old gremlin. He's the silliest thing I've ever seen. Well, today isn't Christmas, kids, but you can bet the brand new Smiling Head Buster Brown comic book is a mighty fine present from your Buster Brown dealer. Remember now, it's absolutely free. And if you can't get down to your dealers, have Mother and Dad pick up your copy for you. Tell them it's really worth picking up. And now, has everybody had fun around here today, huh? Yeah. Oh, that's fine, buddy. Now, don't forget church or Sunday school. And be listening next Saturday for this little tune from Hollywood. When you hear it, come a-running. The happy gang of Buster Brown now leads the air. The happy gang of Buster Brown now leads the air. So watch for us, buddy. Next Saturday we'll come with a bang and a big hooray. Buster Brown is on the air. Oh, what a fine gang this morning.
The Buster Brown Show, starring Smiling Ed McConnell, is produced in Hollywood by Frank Barron. Direction by Hobart Donovan. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.